Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
In the dating world, is it easier to meet someone at a wedding or is it harder?
Oh, wow, that is a tough question because you do meet a lot of people.
I've always found it harder, personally.
Really?
I mean, you go up there, you deliver a great pickup line, compliment the girl on her beautiful white dress,
okay, that's
going for the kiss. Next thing, I'm getting thrown out. What?
Yeah.
For putting myself out there? I'm sorry.
I mean, don't get that vulnerable.
Yeah.
Well, one of our listeners, Nate, agrees with me because he says he met a girl at a wedding and apparently was not as easy as he expected it to be.
Okay.
Nate, welcome to the show. How you doing, man?
How's it going?
Please don't tell me it was the bride or the mother-in-law, any of it.
Yeah, I mean, God, it's a crazy story.
Oh, my God. Wait, was it someone that was single that you met?
She was single, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Brides are technically single until they say I do.
They're not, Jeffrey. Being engaged to someone also doesn't qualify you as single.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I've learned something here. But go ahead, Nate. Who is the woman that you met? What's her name?
Okay, her name is Meg.
Okay.
Meg, okay.
And I figured, bring in the professionals. I need help with the situation.
Are we the professionals?
That's us.
Yeah, who's the professionals?
That's us, you guys.
News to us.
That's cute.
Okay.
Call someone for you.
And did you notice Meg right away at the wedding?
I did notice her right away. I saw her sitting in one of the pews across the aisle, and I'm like, oh, wow, okay. She's really attractive. I should try to talk to her. And it was pretty much a struggle to even get to meet her.
What was your strategy to meet her?
Well, I was like, oh, maybe we'll be at the same table. But of course we weren't.
Oh, yeah.
So I was actually trying to switch with somebody, like a single person at her table. Actually was able to move one table closer, but I was still a table too far away. And then I was trying to move another table over. And that didn't work.
You can't do that at a wedding. Do you know how much time and energy goes into, like,
seating charts?
Yes.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah, I was eating the fish. I didn't order the fish.
You didn't care. It just shows up at the seat number.
At this point, you're just taking someone else's chair.
So you're table hopping, slowly making your way closer and closer to her table. Did you ever make it?
I never made it to her table.
Why don't you just wait till she's up at the bar and then time your drink at the same time as hers? Or
yeah, right. That's exactly what happened. It's so great.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It feels almost like you were trying too hard. Like, it could have probably happened organically.
What if she saw you?
You're really trying to force it.
What if she saw each table you getting closer and closer? It'd be creepy.
That would be a little bit creepy.
Yeah, like the Terminator. I'm like,
so was there ever a moment when you were able to get some one-on-one time with her?
Yeah, finally at the bar. I see her at the bar. I'm like, this is my moment.
Okay.
And I go up there, and then I tell her that I actually have to talk to the groom. Would she mind bringing the drink over to our table?
Oh, you made her your waitress for the night.
Yeah, that was my move. Yeah, I made her my waitress.
That's a terrible move.
Wow.
I mean, give her a task.
Yeah, I would love if someone did that to me.
Did it work?
It did work.
Oh, wow.
Right. So she brought the drink over to the table.
Wow.
And that was cool. So we were able to talk for a little bit. You know, obviously we knew common people and it went well. And then I was like, hey, would you like to get dinner sometime? And she was actually a little surprised, I guess, that like I was hitting on her at the wedding, you know, so stereotypical, but.
Oh, she didn't pick up that you were hitting on her at first and then finally was like, oh, wait a minute. Like you're hitting on me.
Okay. Huh. So the wedding night was not considered the actual date.
Right. No, that was the,
That was the meeting.
Wow.
Exactly. Okay. So what was the date like? Hopefully you didn't make her your waitress there too.
Yeah, no.
Right. No, exactly. So we went out for dinner and that went really well. Like we got to know each other. We chatted a bit and we had some fun. And
what was the vibe like? Were you nervous? I mean, on her side and your side.
Well, she actually called me out. She said, did you stage that whole waitress thing? Did you just to meet me? She called me out. And I actually, I was like, yeah, I did. But it started out really good. We were being playful with each other.
Yeah. Oh, and it's a good sign when somebody can give you crap, you know, like,
yeah.
And you can take it, you give it back. Like, that's a good dynamic.
Yeah. If someone's laughing at your creepiness, then there's a shot at romance.
Yeah.
So how did the rest of the night go?
Well, okay. So then she did say that she talked to the bride about me. And she wouldn't say exactly what she said, but she just said that I would be trouble.
Oh, wait, are you, I mean, at the wedding, were you the groom's friend or the bride's friend? I didn't know. Or both?
the groom's friend.
Oh. So
why would she say that you're trouble?
Because obviously she doesn't like you.
Uh-oh.
I'm such a great guy. I have no idea.
Sounds like what guys are in trouble
for.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, typically, like, if I were to say that about one of my husband's buddies, it's because they drink a lot.
Yeah.
They're with They're multiple rowdy. Different women all the time.
Those sound like very attractive qualities to
me. Yeah, but there's a rumor about you.
Well, how did the date end?
So then there was the next stage. We went to one of those arcade bar places.
Oh, cool. So it continued. So cool. She was still into it.
Yeah. Okay.
So we were having fun there. And then she kissed me in front of Street Fighter.
Oh, romantic. Oh.
Does that mean something?
She was kissing, all of a sudden you hear, Aruken!
It's interesting the way that you said it, though. You said, she kissed you. Is that what it was? She kissed you at the Street Fighter, or did you kiss her?
Okay, well, I kissed her, but she kissed me back.
Okay. So it was your move. It wasn't her move.
All right.
Right, but it was reciprocal.
And did you make any plans to see each other again?
We were just like, oh, we'll talk and we'll set up something. And then, of course, this is what I'm calling. I haven't heard from her since. She hasn't responded to any texts. I've texted her probably 3 or 4 times.
Maybe she talked to the bride again.
Yeah.
You should have kissed her in front of X-Men, bro.
Yeah.
Way better ambiance.
That's a good point. Well, we'll find out what really happened. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Meg for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update, all right?
Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
All right, Nate, hold on.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
When you think of the most romantic Hollywood moments of all time, there's Jack and Rose kissing on the bow of the Titanic. Noah and Allie's passionate kiss in the rain from The Notebook. And of course, our listener Nate and his date Meg swapping saliva in front of the Street Fighter video game. That's the sound of their tongues punching each other in the mouth.
Who's winning?
That was I watched that movie.
That's what my 12-year-old dreams were made of, anyway.
But one of our listeners, Nate, had a nice dinner date with a girl named Meg, followed by a little arcade action. But afterwards, she's been blowing him off, and he wants to know why. So, Nate, how you feeling before we call her?
I'm feeling really good, honestly. I mean, I hate to say this, but I'm thinking she could be the one.
Whoa! Is this because you met at a wedding?
That was a lot.
That's pretty quick.
We just didn't get that sense from the, talking to you a second ago.
No, I really love
her.
Whoa,
you just said it again.
I mean, I love being with her.
Oh wow.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
So now I'm starting to think the reason she's not calling you is maybe you came on too strong.
Yeah.
Look, I never say anything like that in front of her. I'm just feeling really positive.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, there's a lot riding on this now, so don't screw it up.
It makes me want to make out in front of a Street Fighter machine, though, if I'm going to get those types of feelings.
That's what I'm worried. I need to bring a machine around with me.
Okay.
No, don't do that.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, not at all.
It's getting worse.
Yeah, we all need to stop talking and just call up Meg and figure out what's going on. You ready, man?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. I'm in dialer number right now.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Meg.
This is Maggie. Who's calling?
Maggie? Oh, is Meg? Was he saying Meg?
Do you go by Meg ever?
My friends call me Meg, but I don't know who you are.
Oh, awkward. That makes sense.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Magatha.
Yeah.
Well, can we call you that?
I mean, hopefully we can be friends after we're done with this, but we're calling on behalf of one of our listeners who went out on a date with you recently.
Okay, again, still awkward. Not really sure.
It's awkward.
That's pretty par for the course with these. We're doing something called the second date update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show for help and we'll reach out to them for you to help you figure out the reason why. And so the listener that we're calling for, his name is Nate.
Oh, yeah. I know Nate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like Nate? Maybe I should just say, how do you feel about Nate?
I mean, Nate's a funny guy.
That's good. Funny guys are likable.
Yeah. We did speak with Nate a little bit earlier, and he told us all about how you guys met. He told us about your dinner date and going to the arcade together. And he said there was even a kiss that you guys had at the end of the night. So from our end, it all sounded pretty good. He's a little bit confused why afterwards you're not calling him back, though.
I mean, he's a nice guy and all, and, we did have a pretty fun date. I just wasn't sure. I'm not sure, how to proceed. I'm not really sure if I want to pursue it. So that's why I've just kind of been like radio silent. I just don't want to give the wrong impression or the wrong idea to him.
Can I ask, because he did mention that you told him that the bride of the wedding said that he was trouble. Is that what you're referring to? I mean, is it just because of something she told you?
I don't want to embarrass him because, like I said, he's a nice guy. He's a funny dude.
Well, he probably wants to know, like, if somebody was saying stuff behind your back, you know, warning people about you, you'd want to know what they were saying.
And to defend a little bit, a lot of time rumors are exactly that. It could be not even true.
Yeah, totally.
This isn't a rumor. This was, like, 100% true. I saw it with my own eyes.
Oh, facts. Oh.
You saw it?
So she warned you.
What
did you see?
At first, when she was like, you know, you got to be cautious. I'm like, oh, my God, is he a criminal? Does he have a record?
Yeah.
But it wasn't that. It may be worse, depending just how you look at it.
Really?
Worse?
But she told me that he loves to dance, but he is terrible. Like, he's a terrible dancer, but just doesn't, like, he's so oblivious about how bad he is.
Oh, I don't think there could be, like, dude, if people love to dance, like, just let him dance. Who cares if he looks like an idiot
out
there?
But do you want to date that person?
Yeah, do you
want to
be next to them?
But you know what? That person is so fun at a party. Like, everybody loves that person, no matter how terrible they are.
Let me guess, Brooke is that person.
I'm just saying.
Everyone loves them. I promise.
So you saw him dance at the wedding before you said yes to a date.
But the difference is Brooke knows that she's, like, a mediocre dancer. The bride says that he's oblivious to it.
But you said yes after you saw him dance at the wedding.
I didn't really see him dancing that much at the wedding because there's a lot going on. You know, a lot of people are dancing.
True.
Yeah.
So wait, when did you see him dance then?
We went, obviously, you know, we went to an arcade bar. And, of course, they had Dance Revolution.
DDR!
Here we go. This is a whole new realm of dancing. Yeah. This next level.
Yeah. But nobody looks good when they do DDR.
No.
Yeah. They look like idiots.
Even
I mean, it's just like step.
Oh my God. Like when he saw it, he was like a little kid in a candy store. He's like, oh my God, we have to play, So for the next like 20, 30 minutes, he is just like going to town.
Oh no. Was he so sweaty? He was like, sweaty DDR.
He's holding onto the bar.
Yeah.
It was just so bad. Like, he just kept getting these really low scores, and he's like, I don't understand what's happening.
He's not even doing well.
So wait, you just sat there and watched him do this for 20 to 30 minutes?
Machine's like, low score.
I felt like so, like, people are looking. I felt awkward. How do you tell someone, like, maybe we should stop? Like, at one point, I went to the bar to replenish my drink. And he's like, oh, no, like, you go. You get yourself another drink. He's like, I don't want to lose my game.
I don't want to lose.
But he was already losing.
Wow. There's like a bunch of kids in line, like, excuse me, sir.
I can defend better than that.
Yeah,
sir.
I'll defend a bad dancer forever. But that, I mean, it's almost like borderline rude.
Yeah.
Like, he's ignoring you for 30 minutes.
I don't think he probably didn't even realize that he was doing that. But I think maybe we could find out by asking him. Because, Meg, I need to tell you, excuse me, Maggie. Uh-huh. I know we're not friends yet.
Yeah.
Maggie, I need to let you know.
Well, now I feel like we are.
Well, Nate's been on the other line listening, and he wants to talk to you.
Oh. Oh, God.
Yeah, I am on the other line. Oh. And I will say that you were getting some terrible scores yourself.
Oh, wow. That's what you start with? Why are you being defensive, dude?
No one need to come in like that.
Because we ragged on his DDR skills. The claws are going to come out.
That's it.
I mean, I don't even take it that seriously. Like, I wasn't upset about getting low scores. Like,
you're right.
You were devastated that you were getting low scores on Dance Dance Revolution. Like, there's a big difference.
I don't know. I mean, you're acting like you should be on Dancing with the Stars or something. And that's not the case.
I'm not. I don't think I should be on Dancing with the Stars. I'm not
saying
I'm a great dancer.
Oh my God. I don't even think that matters. I think what matters is you were more concentrated on this game for a half an hour than your date. You sent her to the bar by yourself to get her own drink.
I don't think it did. Well, let's set the record straight. I am a great dancer. All right.
Okay.
Your score on the game would beg to differ. But
that game was a pile of sh**.
Okay.
Then why are you sitting there playing for half an hour?
One of the senses is broken. Okay.
Okay.
I think we're learning a lot more about
you. I'm going to tell you something. It definitely wasn't broken because the person who like went right before him, before this whole thing started, got a really high score.
It's because he works there, okay? He's on there all the time. He knows the sensor's not working right. He knows how to use it.
Okay.
I think we're missing the point of this call. I thought you wanted to go out with her again. Remember how much you like her?
You really like her.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, now she doesn't seem to like my dancing. I mean, now what?
It's not even just about the dancing anymore. It's just about the delusion right now that I'm listening to.
Okay, but to
the delusion, I'm a great dancer. There's nothing delusional about that.
So to be clear, if he had scored higher on the Dance Dance Revolution game, then you would be interested.
I don't think any score would really impress me. I mean, the fact of the matter is I was pretty much ignored for such a good amount of time. I just really don't understand like how you could ignore your date to just try to get the highest score possible and not realize like when you're constantly failing. Like,
you know how angry I am right now? I'm going to send videos of me dancing so you can see how good of a dancer I am. Okay? Oh, yeah.
I'm going to block your number right now.
Stop, you guys, stop.
Send
them
to us. I want to see them.
Listen, and don't take so much offense. You know, dancing's like art. It's in the eye of the beholder.
Thank you.
Look, man, if I was you, I would not listen to Brooke. She's a really, really bad dancer. I would just stop the dancing altogether and focus on the relationship. If you guys have a connection, that's what we need to be focusing on.
There is no relationship. There's no connection. There's nothing like, I'm done. I just...
Well, hold on. But before you're done, I do need to ask you if you would like to go out on another date with Nate.
No.
We'll pay for it. No dancing. Timed. There won't be any dancing. No.
I don't think anything can stop Nate.
You can't guarantee that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who knows? He could take me to a restaurant, and next thing I know, there's a dance floor opening up.
Oh, no.
You would be so lucky if a dance floor opened up in the middle of a restaurant, and we were there.
Oh, it would be a sign of God.
I need to see you dance.
Yeah, Nate, you will find your dancing partner. I just don't think it's Maggie.
I have to say, you guys really blew it for me. You know?
What?
Wait, hold on.
I'm the one that was fighting for you, dude. Yeah. We're the professionals.
Yeah, we're the professionals at blowing it.
Yeah. No.
That's why maybe we should rename this segment Blowing It with Brooke and Jeffrey.
Hey, I like that.
It will get a lot of Google clicks.
Okay, good. Yeah. So text in to 78592. If you have a promising love interest, call us and we'll find a way to blow it for you.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.